Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today is January 10th, and I've got your soapy spoilers, Hollywood news, and Oakdale University. Let's get started. Alright. It turns out that the 2019 Oscars will not be having a host this year. Nope. The film industry's biggest award night is taking place on the 24th of February. And after what happened with the Kevin Hart debacle, they've decided that they're just not going to have a host. Instead, it's going to have a variety of top stars to introduce different sections. That'll be interesting, huh? What do y'all think about that? Let me know. Tweet me at View Willies. Alright. Are you all excited? I am. For Oakdale University? Let's check it out. Here we go. Oakdale University, as the world turns online written fanfic, Season 6, Episode 8, Part 4, 6. Quake. Air date January 10th, 2019. We focus on the residents of Oakdale, Illinois as they continue to deal with the crisis at hand. Scene 1. Leo Dupre is eating lunch outside a small eatery downtown as his ex-wife Brenda Barrett appears sitting across from him at his table. "Haven't heard anything from your friend?" she quips. He gets defensive. "You know darn well that Sarah Ivory is not just my friend. She's my girlfriend," he says upset. Her eyebrows raises slightly from her right side. "Oh, that's right," she remarks. Scene 2. Paul Ryan and Rose D'Angelo finally get to their local surroundings as Lily and Rose are happily reunited. "Thank God you're okay. I was worried you were dead," they say in unison. Lily cries on her twin sister's shoulders. "Damon Grimaldi, the father of my son, Luke, and my ex-husband is dead, sis. He died saving my life. He's a hero," she says. Paul fumes. "No, he's not. That man is a monster. He tortured nearly half of Oakdale last year, plus he kidnapped Nicky Munson's son, too. He deserves to be dead. I'm only sorry I didn't get to kill him," he says upset. Lily lays into Paul, slapping him very hard across the face. "You bastard," she states firmly. Finally. Scene. Dr. Reed Oliver meets with a patient in Upper East Side as he witnesses an exchange going on. The patient lays into the handsome gay doctor. "How dare you follow me," he says, patient defiantly. "Wrong, Mr. Conrad Guppy North. I was by no means following you. I was merely doing a house call as you were scheduled for surgery tomorrow afternoon. After what I just saw, you don't have to worry about it. Your day just cleared up. You are no longer my patient, nor welcome back to Oakdale Memorial Hospital." The handsome young man slyly smirks. "Oh, really now? You think that you are God, is that, and that's it? Think again," he says, pulling Reed inside his apartment, where an unexpected kiss breaks between them both. They head into the bedroom and make love. Reed moans loudly. "Oh, Conrad." To be continued. Special guest, Zach Ticker, as Conrad Guppy North. Happy holidays. Tonight's episode is dedicated to Zach Tinker. As you can recall, Zach Tinker is also playing Finmore on Young and the Restless. So check him out on Young and the Restless. He's doing such a great job. All right. Don't go away. Take a music break. And then I'll have your soapy spoilers. Be right back.
Watching the best of Geico.
I sure am, Linda.
Vote for your favorite Geico ad and enter for a chance to appear in an upcoming Geico commercial.
Neat. How do I enter?
Visit geico.com/bestof today.
about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. It's you and all waiting for.
Welcome back to Soapy Spoilers. Alright, here's your Young and the Restless Soapy Spoiler. Hang on tight because Nikki Newman is going to be making her confession that she killed JT Hellstrom. Who will it be? Could it be to Victor? Could it be to Dr. Could it be to Detective Ray? Or someone else? So hang on, that's going to be exciting. Also, Nikki's life is in danger because somebody's watching her. Wonder who that could be. Oh, and wait till you all find out who framed Victor for this JT Hellstrom murder rap. This is going to be good. As if you haven't figured it out, pay close attention to the clues. Over on The Bold and the Beautiful, it's going to be exciting because Taylor gets deeper with Reese. Could it be that there's more to the fake death of baby Beth? We'll have to tune in on that. On Days of Our Lives, it looks like Leo may just have an ally with Xander. Or is it the other way around? And what happens when Leo's mom finally hits town? Will she be friend or foe? And what hidden secrets does she have? And who does it impact? All right, everybody. I had so much fun. I hope you all have a great day. And thank you as always for listening. And I'll see you on the flip side.
Discovery. No, just a sec.
What would it look like if we listened more? Could the right voice, the right set of words, bring us all just a little closer? Get us to open up, even push us further. It could, if we took the time to listen.
The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Download Audible and listen for a change.
Man, I feel like a woman.